This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The left is unhinged. As Antifa smashes windows, disturbed, enraged.
Protesters hunting down the very people who backed Trump, pelting a woman with eggs.
Oh my God!
We need the police department!
It's a tactic.
You cannot be civil.
November 6th, 2018, say no to the mob. And there's the sounds of the deranged Democrats shooting up the Republican baseball practice. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer here with you, Alex Jones. We'll be back in the next segment with some more news. But we come in with that compilation put together by For America on Twitter. And it's familiar to the GOP ad that came out last month where you just put together a bunch of clips of the Democrats calling for violence and then the leftist protesters in the streets actually getting violent. So the Democrats have turned into a angry mob. And their rhetoric proves this. The actions in the street prove this. But when you call a Democrat what they are, they tend to get angry. So the Democrats call for angry mobs. They become an angry mob. And then people say, hey, look, you've become an angry mob. Now look at this compilation of the Democrat media denying that they've become an angry mob.
They are protesting. They are not an angry mob.
We're
human.
Answer your question that you asked her. Is it mob behavior? No, it's
not.
He's created this idea of a mob.
But calling them mobs in the way that the leader McConnell has done is just wrong.
Ripping up signs, hitting
women. In the Constitution, you can protest whenever and wherever you want.
It. We believe
in it's a go on to put up
a
the video.
Mob. Stop.
This is assault.
He walks over and hits the guy.
In this kind of like racialized mob language, this kind of Nixonian law and order language that we're hearing.
Here they are blocking traffic.
The angry mob, the angry mob, the angry mob, even though these were just peaceful protesters.
They were.
Peaceful?
Republicans are running on this idea that the left is an angry mob.
That's not an idea. That's a fact. Here they are harassing congressmen.
Describing protesters
here they are mobbing in D.C. Here they are mobbing in D.C. A guy with
That's
a sign. They got arrested.
Kill her three-year-old child.
Here's a male feminist kicking a woman in the face.
Which side was more mob-like? Clearly it was the Republicans.
Here they are scratching at the doors of
the president
Congress.
Was trying to go too far with some of this rhetoric, you know, his talk of mob rule and so on. I mean, Brooke, have you been to a Trump rally?
Rushing to the top of the steps of the Supreme Court and now besieging the front door of the Supreme Court.
Lunatic fringe.
Sunday's foul piece of the office.
That was pretty wild, huh? So there you go. The Democrats have created, formed, and mobilized an angry mob. But if you dare call them an angry mob, what? We're not an angry mob. We're peaceful protesters. You're the angry mob. These people are totally delusional, totally unhinged, and quite frankly, Dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, dangerous. Alex Jones on the other side.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Michelle Wolf says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. No. When they go low, we kick them. That's what this new Democratic Party is about.
Remember, Obama said he was building a domestic military. Well, that's what Antifa and all these leftist groups are. And now the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, is giving them the orders to become more violent. This country is in a national emergency, and they're launching it to attempt to overthrow the restoration of our republic. If you just joined us on this Worldwide Thursday broadcast, this is an emergency alert to the American people, the people of the world. As I've been saying all week, the Democrats are ratcheting up towards open insurrection against the Republic and against the 2016 election and violent terror attacks. If you just joined us last hour, it's obviously come out that a New York man has been arrested and has confessed to planning to build a 200-pound bomb to detonate on election day to basically suspend the election. You've got major editors of magazines saying that, you know, Congressman Scalise deserved to be shot. And that the Democrats are defending themselves. You've got Antifa run by George Soros, the Democrats and others just engaging in massive hyper-violence and full-page ads saying overthrow Trump, overthrow Pence, overthrow the First Amendment. You have big tech and all these groups working to do this. You have Hillary arrogantly preparing to run in 2020, 26 days out. And now the clip you just heard of the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who was Deputy Attorney General when the Oklahoma City bombing happened that was blamed on talk radio, and that 100% was synthetic, staged by the deep state and the Clintons. Even mainline analysts know that information, that were eyewitnesses. That's a whole other subject. The point is, these people have a history of this. There he is giving a speech saying, when they go low, we kick them, kick them, kick them. And then they go, fight, fight, fight. That means violence. And so they are giving the orders, they are giving the programming, they are giving the activation. And we've got the documents that fell into our hands in January of this year, which they confirm are accurate, with the Soros group trying to start martial law in 2015 for Obama, using Antifa to try to trick black community into rioting. It didn't work. All the race baiting, all the shows, all the cop killing, all of the hype, all the Black Lives Matter, that is all to create a race war. All the movies, all the TV shows, race war, race war, race war. This is what Django Unchained, all of this is to manipulate black people into thinking there's a race war so that they can trigger this. But black folks have not bought it. Now double the number of blacks, actually it's triple, that have ever supported Trump are now in polls. Same thing for Hispanics. The globalists are panicking. But let's play this clip one more time of Eric Holder, this slime bag. The guy that said you have to literally brainwash gun owners to turn their guns in. The guy with his whole history of protecting terrorist groups and taking radical Islamic groups off the terror list, and the guy famously for infiltrating and creating white supremacist groups and trying to hype up those idiot moron groups as well to create a clash. This is the individual that thinks you're an idiot.
Michelle Witt says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them.
So think about that. 26 days out, this is just escalating, seeing what they can get away with, hoping that the grassroots minions go out there and actually carry out attacks. You're seeing trucks being torched and offices being attacked and congresspeople being shot, people's ribs being caved in like Rand Paul, and the death threats, and any Fox News host goes out, gets chased down the street in leftist areas, or drinks get thrown onto them. It's happening to everybody. And these people are so entitled, they either scream, "Rapist!" or "KKK! It's KKK! Get him!" I mean, you talk about a cult where they teach them a hypnotic word like rapist or a term like KKK. They probably don't even know what that idiot term stands for. And they just go completely insane. It's like a training an attack dog, you know, to say in German, attack, and then the German shepherd attacks somebody. They just go, KKK, and everybody goes, ah! I mean, this is beyond 1984, 10 minutes of hate brainwashing. So there's no doubt now that they're trying to launch terror attacks. They've launched terror attacks. They are all calling for violence. They're completely out of control. And it's all because America's coming back. It's all because they've been trained to hate America as grassroots leftists. They've been trained to be inherently evil. Their sacrament is dead babies. And they feel the spirit of goodness and just optimism coming back. And they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to deal with a humanity that's awakening to their tyranny. And so they're just totally throwing fits in an attempt to pressure us back into submission. And it is not going to work. The PSYOP is not working. So they're going to engage in massive election fraud. George Soros does control an interest in half the voting machines in the country. They've got to be absolutely watched. Everybody has got to be on target. You got to get everybody you know to go out and vote. And you've got to just be super, super aggressive and call in politically and peacefully all the talk shows, you name it. Remember how when I said Antifa says they're coming to your house to kill you, Congress, and members of law enforcement, you need to have your battle rifles by your bed to defend yourself. They took me off Twitter and said, national news, every channel, Alex Jones called for battle rifles to be used to kill the innocent, loving media. And, of course, it was all a lie. Total hoax. Never showed the clip. They would show edited, you know, words, one word here, one word there, like word salad, and you know, refrigerator magnet game. This is the total war footing they're on. Total push. And the Democrats this weekend were in Politico saying, we're going to get even more ruthless. Well, we're up against a criminal group trying to push us into violence, and it won't matter. They're going to stage events and blame it on us. They're going to stage events and blame me. And I always knew this was coming, and we were successful enough to unseat them. And so I'm taking one for the team here. But we can't let them, when they stage it, blame me or Trump or other liberty groups, because it's going to be pure crap. So don't buy into the blown-up school or whatever, or the blown-up Washington Mall, where they say, you know, an Alex Jones fan did it, and then up front go, oh, we're so sorry, we condemn him. So they get you used to condemning me with all the other fake reports, all the other straw men, where everybody then, like parrots, goes, we condemn him, we condemn him, we condemn him. Alex Jones is a Nazi. We condemn him, we condemn him. Alex Jones says nobody died at Parkland. Not true. We condemn him, we condemn him, we condemn him. Alex Jones keeps saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. Been saying for years, I believe it happened. And then they go, we condemn him, we condemn him, we condemn him. Alex Jones hates gays. We condemn him, we condemn him. None of this is true. They just say it. Alex Jones hates black people. We condemn him, we condemn him, we condemn him. This is how they operate. Okay? And so then, Alex Jones supporter blew up the college, blew up the leftist professor meeting. His fan did it. Alex Jones told the guy to do it. It'll be a total lie. We condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. We say kill him. See, this is how they do it. And so it's the same. Trump says all Mexicans are criminals and evil and he hates them. We condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. None of it's true. The economy's not growing better than Obama. We condemn him. We condemn him. We condemn him. Trump is a complete idiot. We condemn him. And then Nikki Haley, who can hardly talk, she looks like she's on a bunch of Prozac or something. It's like this little leftist darling. Hey, little Q. little point for everybody, for people to cue into here. Little star by this. If the mainstream media likes you, you're not good. She was brought in. She was a total Trojan horse. Trump's not letting them have the fight they want, so she resigned. But let me tell you, Nikki Haley's going to run against Trump. And, I mean, you know, she's just a dumber debauch that rocks, and they love her. The establishment loves her. All right, back to Owen Schroyer in the ATX. I should be back in the studio for the full transmission tomorrow. Don't forget, we have election night coverage. Kicked off the first time last night. I was supposed to be there, but I was just too exhausted. And I had a muffler problem on my car. Sounded like a rocket ship. My muffler got broken. I hit a bump in the road. And so I was not there last night, but I'll try to be there tonight. But regardless, 8 to 10 p.m. with Millie Weaver and Rob Dew and David Knight and all the rest of the great crew. All right, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those articles, spread those videos. George Soros hates it when you do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now when we come back, I've got tons of clips to get to and tons of news. Seriously, it's every day now a new act of violence or call to violence from the Democrat Party. This is out of control.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right. Here we are back in Austin, Texas, live. I've got news to get to, a ton of video clips that I'm going to get to in the next segment. Before I go any farther, though, just want to give a shout out to our affiliates in Florida that got hit by Hurricane Michael. WYOO 101.1 FM in Panama City, WPNN 790 AM in Pensacola, WFDM 1400 AM in Fort Walton Beach. Our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. And luckily, Hurricane Michael wasn't so large in its mass that it really kind of just hit a concentrated area, but the flood waters are rising there. So hopefully, you know, the damage and everything is not too catastrophic, but wanted to give a shout out to them. You know, there's one thing we know about the left in America. All of their buzz phrases are lies. And it's amazing because you can point this out with irrefutable fact, and that's what makes them so angry. That's why they get so mad, because you have the facts that totally destroy their reality. And instead of doing the open-minded thing, the tolerant thing, the right thing, which is taking a step back and realizing you're wrong about something, no, they double down and get violent. What am I talking about? Believe women. Women must be heard. How many times did we hear that during the Kavanaugh hearings? How big of a lie is that? Did they listen to the women that stood up for Judge Kavanaugh that were friends with him in high school and throughout his life? Nope. Did they listen to the women that accused, with evidence and corroborating facts, Keith Ellison? Nope. How about the treatment that Candace Owens and Ann Coulter get when they want to go speak at a campus and they get threatened and violence breaks out? So women must be heard, right? No, that's a lie. How about Black Lives Matter? Sure. Black Lives Matter, that is, until a black person thinks differently. Just look at Will Johnson. Just look at Kanye West. Oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter. Hey, I kind of like Trump. Wow, you Uncle Tom. Another lie of the left. But, you know, I was thinking about this last night. And I'm in the next segment, I'm going to play all these clips, folks, that just, I mean, you already know it, but it's like we have to put it out there into the ether so that it sinks in that the Democrat Party is trying to start, I mean, you can call it whatever, civil war, mob rule, whatever, anarchy, violence, chaos, it's destruction. It's all being caused by the Democrats. They know exactly what they're doing. But here's the key. Because I tend to look at things from a psychological perspective. I just can't help it. And last night, I didn't have a vision, but the psychology of the left became clear to me in my head in a vision. Basically, the psychology of the left, imagine, if you will, a room full of cardboard boxes. And every cardboard box, you're in a leftist mind, every cardboard box represents an individual. So let's say you're a gay person. Well, the left puts you in a box. You see, this is the leftist box for gay people. And everything that they believe about gay people exists in that box, and every gay person must exist in that box. Okay, let's move on. A black man, let's say. All right, they got a black man in a box. The black man must think this way. They must hate Trump. They must hate this. They must feel this. Yeah, that's a great picture. That is a leftist mind right there. It is a room full of boxes. A room full of taped up cardboard boxes. Now, what does this mean? This means they're closed-minded. This means they have no room for growth. They have no room for expansion. And their entire mental makeup is 100% based off of identity, which they then put into a box and stack up neatly in their mind. So, okay, white male. They go into the white male box. Oh, racist, you know, bigot, all the other things. That is unless they come out as a good liberal. And then all of a sudden, the whole box thing kind of just fades away, and it's just, oh, accepting, you know, guilty till proven Democrat. So the leftist mind is just boxes stacked on top of one another of every identity and race and person and whatever, and it's just there, and it's permanent, and it's static. And the boxes can never, you know, go into one another because they've created lines. So you can't morph ideas. People can never come together because they have them all in these boxes. And that's the only way that they think people can coexist is if everyone is in their nice little box, and then they can stack them up and have everybody in their nice box, and then virtue signal and social justice warrior the entire thing. So just imagine that. That is a leftist brain. That is a leftist psychology. Every person is put into a box, and if you don't fit in that box, they freak out. It's honestly like a next level of OCD. It probably is some next higher level, social level of OCD. They have like a social OCD where everyone has to exist in their little boxes, and they have to put these little boxes in perfect order. And if anybody steps outside of the box, if anybody pokes a hole in the box to look at what might be on the other side, they totally panic and their entire psychology breaks down into madness and hysteria. That's what we're seeing, folks. Because their psychology of everyone being in a box is not reality. And so now they're seeing this, oh, black people think differently, white people are not racist, like all of this crap, and they don't know what to do because in their mind, everyone's in a box. And stacked away perfectly, in perfect order, like an OCD person's desk. It's like, imagine walking up to an OCD person's desk and, you know, pushing the stapler to the other side. And then they get back and they're like, oh my gosh, how did my stapler get on the right side of my desk? What is going on? And then they have a, like a panic and a breakdown. Everybody knows people like this. It's a mental thing. It's a psychological thing. People have been diagnosed with these things. People know that they're OCD. That's the leftist mind. And so as soon as you go into the leftist mind, and you maybe move a box around or a black man steps out of the box that they put him in, it's total panic, total outrage, total hysteria. And that's where we're at right now. Because the average leftist has put everything in a box, arranged it perfectly in their mind, and that's what makes them comfortable. Because that, no, oh, I understand everything. I know everything. I've got everything in the box, perfectly organized. I've labeled everyone. I've identified everybody. I get it. It's an authoritarian in its nature, but it's a psychological OCD on a social level in its practice. And so this is why they're going into complete panic right now. Their OCD, their social OCD people who have put everyone in a box, put a label on everyone, except the problem is, you can't do that. That's not how the world works. People's minds change. People have all kinds of different varying ideas. But that's why the left is panicked, because in their OCD mind, everything has to be in the little box where they've put it. So when Kanye West steps out of the box and puts holes in other boxes saying, hey, look through the box, they go into total hysteria and total madness. That's where we're at.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So the left right now is going into total madness, and at the top, with the Democrat Party and the people that fund these movements, George Soros, they are trying to incite a civil war. They know what they're doing. These are international criminals, ladies and gentlemen, of the highest order, who have had their hands on the levers of power, world power, economic power for decades, whose criminal cabal and empire is being threatened. So, yeah, they'll start a little civil war, no problem. It's exactly what people like Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder are doing right now. But let's go to these clips to really break this down. And now I want to be clear, because we've already put 5, 10, 20 compilations together of the left calling for violence and then the violence happening. Breitbart has the rap sheet, over 600 documented accounts of assault against Trump supporters. So I just want to be clear. The clips that I'm playing right for you today are just from the last week, just from this week. just this week. We've already put the clips of the two, three years of all the compilations of left. You know it. So this, I just want to be clear. This is just from this week. This is just a sample from this week of what's been going on for 3 years. But let's go first to Angela Rye on CNN, stoking the flames of racial violence.
Is Donald Trump making America great again?
So I take issue with the question, frankly, Chris, because for me,
first of all,
for my community,
how demented of a response
country,
is that?
Frankly, has struggled to be great for some time. So when you say again, it's actually an emotional trigger for many of us because I'm trying to hearken back to when that again was, right? Mm. During the election, Donald Trump supporters were asked when America was at its greatest, and his supporters more often than not replied with sometime around the 1950s.
What That's a lie.
With that era for
That's
me,
a lie.
And
she makes that up.
Look like me is that that was before integration existed in this country, right? That was the era of Jim Crow laws and segregation that resulted in economic depression that to this day we struggle to climb out of. And so I would just ask when that again is. That
all
doesn't
right.
mean it.
That's because of the Democrat Party,
I don't believe
Ms. Rye.
The promise of the American dream, but I don't see it happening right now for
all
us.
Right.
And I
so there's Angela Rye on CNN basically saying, nope, Trump's a racist, America's racist. It's never been great. Screw you. Everyone's racist. So there she is stoking flames of a racial war, lying about Trump supporters, lying about America. It's funny for a black woman. She's done pretty well. I mean, multimillionaire, goes on tours. Must be tough. Being Angela Rye must be tough. Now let's go to CNN again. Listen to what they said about Kanye West.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it. And he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
That's funny to CNN.
Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
So what are they saying? They're saying black people face off against white people. They're saying black people face off against America, face off against Trump, face off against Republicans, face off against the whitey. Why aren't you facing off? Why aren't you? Yes, get involved in hate. Get involved in the race war. That's what that CNN segment's all about. But notice, you know, they degrade Kanye West there, and then they say, oh, he had to seek psychiatric help, therefore he's not allowed to have an opinion. Oh, so now anybody who's ever had to seek psychiatric help for whatever, I guess, doesn't get an opinion anymore. But you know what? Let's just play the left's card here. No, I think they hate Kanye West because he's black. So there's CNN again, stoking the flames of racial hatred, racial division. Now let's go to Bernie Sanders, this guy, next level, calling for worldwide communism being mobilized. Go to Sanders now.
It is time for us to stand up and say, there is a better way
stand up.
To use our wealth.
Stand up.
In closing, let me simply state that in order to effectively combat the forces of global oligarchy and authoritarianism,
combat.
We need an international movement.
International movement. Mobilizes.
Find a vision of shared prosperity, security, and dignity for all people. And that addresses the massive global inequality that exists, not only in wealth, but in political power.
So there's Bernie Sanders saying we need to mobilize, you know, we need to have worldwide communism, mobilize, fight back, stand up against the forces of evil. So here again, now Sanders is the leading Marxist here, but it's just the same thing, guys. All right, let's go to the next one now. So again, we've got CNN causing racial division. Here's Bernie Sanders causing, economic division. You know, fight back, mobilize. Now let's go to Hillary Clinton, who just goes full on, let's have a civil war.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
That's a threat of terror.
The only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength.
That is a threat of terrorism. You better vote Democrats in or we're going to continue to be violent. Hillary Clinton just threatened domestic terrorism. Hillary Clinton just called for a civil war, saying, you can't be civil with Republicans. Yeah, go out, beat them, kill them, stop them, kick them. Oh, wait, Hillary didn't say kick them. That was Eric Holder.
You know, it says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, we kick them.
So there you go. So there's all the clips. That's just from this week. That is from this week. The Democrats calling for racial division. The Democrats calling for economic division. The Democrats calling for civil war. The Democrats calling for violence. Literally, and that's just this week. Just this week. But then you say, you guys need to calm down. You guys are out of control. You're forming an angry mob. All the evidence in the world of it, just look at what happened during the Kavanaugh confirmation. These people are totally unhinged, out of control. And so you say, you guys need to relax. You're causing an angry mob. Here's how they respond.
They are protesting. They are not an angry mob.
We're human.
We're trying to be polite.
Answer your question that you asked to her. Is it mob behavior? No, it's
not.
And he's created this idea of a mob.
But calling them mobs in the way that the leader McConnell has done is just wrong.
In the Constitution, you can protest whenever and wherever you want.
It's not even
true.
Can't
come into my house and protest me.
This kind of like racialized mob language, this kind of Nixonian law and order language that we're hearing. The angry mob, even though these were just peaceful protesters.
Republicans are running on this idea that the left is an angry mob.
So this is incredible. Now let's recall, what did they say about Trump rallies? When Trump rallies are just loving, peaceful people, it's just a good time. Genuinely good time. I've been to dozens of them. And then what do they say? The Trump rally is an angry mob. No, it's not. It's loving people. Go try one. It's a great time. But then they're out of control. They assault women. There's a video of a male feminist kicking a woman in the face. They're an angry mob. And they say, we're not an angry mob. And then you literally have all the evidence against them. I mean, folks, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face, until the cows come home. We are dealing with mass mental illness in this country, ladies and gentlemen. We have mass mental illness in this country. That is not a joke. That is a serious issue.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So let me get this straight. Brett Kavanaugh, happily married for multiple decades, has multiple legitimate children, class act, been a judge, even a federal judge for a long time, multiple FBI background checks. Stellar record, knocks it all out of the park. He gets nominated for the Supreme Court. All of a sudden, he's a rapist. All of a sudden, he's a womanizer. Oh, he's a belligerent drunk. And what do we have? Thousands of protests across the nation. Stop Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court means we're all going to die. Like, total panic over Brett Kavanaugh. Because of a fake accusation against him. So clearly fake, it's ridiculous. And it's as phony as a $3 bill. Okay. But that's my reality. Now, on the other side of the table, Bill and Hillary Clinton have just announced a nationwide tour. Tickets are on sale for as much as $2,500 for Bill and Hillary's speaking tour coming up, which is basically her campaigning for 2020. So I'm guessing the leftist mobs of protesters are going to show up at the Bill and Hillary Clinton speaking tours to protest Bill Clinton and all his sexual assaults, right? That's right. They're going to show up because of the rape and sexual assault and all the documented cases of Bill Clinton abusing women. They're going to show up and protest at those events, right? No, they're not, are they? And why is that, folks? Because they are in a cult. The left is in a cult, and its minions, unfortunately, are brainwashed and mentally deranged people. I don't say that as an insult. I'm not a doctor. I'm not diagnosing them. It's called common sense. It's called, I see it with my own two frickin' eyes. Boy, it'd be a shame if the InfoWars army penetrated the Bill and Hillary Clinton speaking tour. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't that just be a shame if the InfoWars army was in attendance at these events and asked Bill Clinton why people don't protest his sexual assaults? Ask Hillary why she doesn't condemn Bill Clinton for his sexual assaults? Boy, that'd be awful for the InfoWars army to do. The InfoWars army should not get tickets to the Bill and Hillary Clinton speaking tour and then film themselves shouting out Bill Clinton is a rapist or asking Hillary Clinton why she won't condemn and disavow Bill Clinton for all of his rapes. And why doesn't the left protest these events? The InfoWars army should not do that. The InfoWars army should not show up to the Hillary and Bill Clinton speaking tour and hit them with facts and show them what a real protest looks like, what real activism looks like, not fake AstroTurf. So the InfoWars army should not try to get into the Bill and Hillary speaking tours. I doubt Laura Loomer is going to do it either. Of course, she's banned. They won't even let her within 50 feet of a Clinton event, but she'll probably find a way to get in. So there you go, folks. But are people going to show up acting like demonic freaks because Bill Clinton is getting paid? By the way, keep this in mind. The people are paying hundreds and thousands of dollars. Guys, just pull it up so people know I'm not making this up. Tickets are on sale for thousands of dollars to these events. Thousands of dollars to see Bill and Hillary Clinton speak. Okay? This is just their first event in Vegas. If you go to New York or Boston, you're talking $2,000-$3,000 for seats. Yeah, here we go. Here's the ticket. Thousands of dollars for tickets to see Bill and Hillary in Vegas. And on the East Coast, it's double that. So, but Donald Trump, meanwhile, he has events, tens of thousands of people. It's free. Oh my God! $10,000! $10,000 for a ticket to see Bill and Hillary! Oh! Honestly, do you realize how insane our reality is? Do you realize how insane our world is? Bill and Hillary Clinton are two of the biggest criminals in world history. I mean, they have done it all, folks. Allegedly human trafficking. Allegedly drug trafficking. Allegedly raping people. Allegedly rigging elections. I mean, the Clinton body count. And they go on a speaking tour, no leftist protests, $10,000 ahead to see them. I mean, what? And then Trump goes somewhere, or Kavanaugh gets nominated, and it's just total panic for these people. Wow. This is a mob cult. A mob cult that the Democrats have created. And now they're saying, vote Democrat or we're going to start a civil war. Now they're saying, vote Democrat or we're going to just outright engage in domestic terror. Now, they've already been doing that. Now they're just admitting it. Now they're just telling you. Because all their other tactics haven't worked. So now they figure, let's just go ahead and threaten them with violence. We've already been doing the violence, but somehow they just tolerate it. So let's actually threaten them with violence and say, if you don't vote Democrat, we're going to start a civil war. We're going to kick you in the teeth. We're going to kill you. And that's where the Democrats are at now. Of course, people at the top, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, they know that what they're doing. Those are just the criminal cult leaders. Yeah, there's the perfect meme right there. It's Hillary Clinton holding America suicide. Hillary Clinton holding America captive. So, $10,000 to see Bill and Hillary Clinton. Oh my. I'm stunned. And I already knew the tickets were up over $2,000, $3,000, but that just blew my mind. And people will pay it. It's, all right, I'm sorry. It's moments like these, the reality of it all, just it's like I get like mind paralyzed or something. So let's go to this clip, though. This is Kanye West visiting the White House. Just so much veritas in this, and this is why the left is so mad, because Kanye West left his little box. The left put Kanye West in a box with no holes in it. They said, Kanye, sit in your little box. This is what we do. And then Kanye West said, you know what? I'm going to step out of my box, and I'm going to poke holes in other people's boxes so that they can see the world around them. And the left went into total panic And here is, this is going to be a viral moment. This is going to be, I mean, this clip is going to be viral because it's going to be very powerful for the Trump Make America Great Again movement. But it's also going to be very devastating to the left, so they're going to go into a conniption fit over it. Here's Kanye West visiting with President Trump in the Oval Office.
Friends, but this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. But there's times where, you know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape. For me, also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Rapparent, looks up to American industry guys, non-political, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done. Right now, you gave me the heart to go to Adidas. Because at Adidas, when I went in 2015, we were a $14 billion company losing $2 billion a year. Now we have a $38 billion market cap. It's called the Yeezy Effect. And I went to Casper. We had a meeting in Chicago. And I said, you have to bring manufacturing onshore, into the core. Is that about the borders? The core of Adidas and Chicago is the core of Middle America. We have to make Middle America strong. So I had the balls, because I have enough balls to put on this hat. I mean, this Adidas thing made me a billionaire, and I could have lost $200 million walking away from that deal. But even with that,
So there is just a clip of Kanye West in the White House meeting with Trump. But see, and again, Kanye admits, I mean, he's not even political. He looks at things from a very stagmatic point, which is just a pragmatic point, excuse me, which is the American economy was stagnated. And he said, why don't we bring the jobs back? He's a businessman. He's seen them shipped overseas. He's seen what the Democrats have done to the inner cities. So he just looks at it pragmatically like, well, hold on a second. Let's bring the jobs back. Let's bring the manufacturing back. And Trump wants to do that. And this is good for America. This is good for the inner cities. And then he sees all the attacks. Oh, racist, you know, womanizer, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, whoa. What's going on here, guys? Calm down. Trump is actually just trying to make America great again, you know, economically. What are we freaking out about all this stuff for? But then he says putting on the MAGA hat is like wearing a Superman cape. Nothing triggers the left more than that statement, folks. I'm telling you, it's time to start wearing MAGA hats out and tweeting out and saying it. Oh, this is like my Superman cape. My MAGA hat's my Superman cape. Because it does give you the power of not being intimidated. No fear.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of